We continue final half hour of the Dave Elswick Show. Rodney Leatherman is going to join us now. Rodney, I've known him for quite a while. He and I both used to do shows over on another radio station at one time. Now, Rodney is here at 101.1 FM, The Answer. I think you come on, what time, 11 o'clock now on Saturdays?
I believe we're at 1, Dave, and I appreciate you getting me on. Yep.
Okay.
We're also on the sister station, KDIS 99.5, live at 9 a.m.
All right. So you're there, and then we replay you here on 101. Well, I know that you got important things to say because you know what you're talking about when it comes to, you know, HVAC stuff, when it talks about heaters and air conditioners and things of that nature. When people first tune into the show, what are some of the main topics that you're going to cover?
Well, we cover the gambit of existing home, new home construction, everything to do with energy. You see, people don't understand, Dave, energy is the core of everything we do today. And my history goes back through the years. I started in this in 1974. I was a 16-year-old kid up in attics putting insulation in, and I discovered, well, there's a difference in how this insulation performs. Technically, it's all insulation. Then I moved forward into learning about the energy envelope in the 80s and the 90s, developed a U18 glass product that's very, very, very high-tech and efficient. Got into HVAC, obviously being the core of the system related to the major consumption of energy. 70%, up to 70% of all of the total utility bills in home, office, and buildings are from heating and cooling them. So with that understanding, then moved into a partnership with Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge National Testing Laboratory in 2002. I got the federal grant for what we call today the net zero home. We didn't call it that then. We were just doing research and development on the concept. And so that's a little quick thumbnail of my background. So we cover all those things on the show. And at Drop Your Energy Bill, that's our show, Drop Your Energy Bill. They can go to the website and hear all of our archive shows that are over there. And they can email anytime for information, info@dropyourenergybill.com.
All right. So Rodney, if I remember of the shows that I have listened to at the other station, and I had you and your compatriot on several times. One of the biggest mistakes people make is either having a unit that's not big enough to cool the house, or number two, a unit that is much too large for the house. You can screw up on either end. Is that not correct?
Oh, absolutely. And this is one of the great reasons we recommend, and I want to mention our sponsor of the show, Rude Heating and Cooling. Rude Heating and Cooling understands, they've been in this business. It's a fourth generation family, phenomenal people who nail it. They get it exactly right. Because what happens is, Dave, your typical contractor who knows nothing about building energy efficient, because over the years, my 40-plus year career, I've asked thousands of them, bought way too many steak dinners for them, by the way.
I understand.
And I said, well, you build energy efficient houses? Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never met one that didn't, by the way. But I said, well, what about the utility bills? Do you have some of those from, give me 2, 3, 4, 5 years of history on that? Why would you want that? So what happens is, with the HVAC side, you see the architects, they don't spec HVAC. The building contractor has nothing to do with HVAC. So you take a set of plans, you hand it to your quote trusted builder. He goes out, he builds the new home. Then it's an afterthought to, well, oh, by the way, we need our heating and air guy in here. We need to get somebody in here to put in some heating and air. So here's the home. So the heathen air guy shows up and says, well, yeah, this is the way we always do them. We did the last 10 for him this way. We're doing yours this way too. And so they don't want a phone call in the middle of the night in the summer as it's getting ready to heat up here, right? So they always put in more than you need. Well, when you put in more than you need, obviously it means you have higher energy cost, but then the unit doesn't run long enough to dehumidify on the cooling side. And as a result, the comfort level's not what it should be. Obviously, the energy costs are much greater. The equipment cost was greater initially, on and on and on. And so when you undersize a unit to save a dollar on the front end, now the unit runs all the time and you're not comfortable. So the key is being comfortable. That's what everybody wants to pay for.
Right.
The sad part is, Dave, over 90% of the people that pay for comfort don't get it. And I guarantee you, our listeners, that out in the audience, they've got at least one room in their home office or building that's always super hot or always super cold. Duct work, as they call it, is not really duct work. It doesn't work. It's not true insulation. Back to your original point, they undersize the return register. 90% of the time, the little filter is that you change or clean or never change or never clean.
Right.
Which is another reason you have high utility costs and low comfort. You need to clean those filters, folks. Clean that filter, vacuum it off, or change it. But vacuuming it's fine. Just clean it so the air can move through it. And that's another topic I want to touch on in a minute. But when people understand what a heating cooling system's for, and realize, well, common sense here. You know, everything I teach is common sense. It really is. But people don't stop. Common sense is uncommon. You teach that on your show, have for years.
I have.
I mean, people don't think, do they?
Nope, they don't.
I mean, if they just get back to some common basic sense, the whole country, the whole world would be a better place. And when it comes to energy, I mean, this is a big deal nowadays, getting bigger and bigger all the time. And imagine, just imagine, if when we talk about being comfortable, it's going to be 90 degrees there in Little Rock today and getting warmer and the humidity building in. Imagine if you didn't have electricity for 5 days.
Ouch.
What would that be like?
Not fun.
Your stuff in your refrigerator freezer's gone. You're sweating. I mean, you got all this stuff going on because we take energy for granted. So if we use less energy, not only do we put more money in our pocket, but we're more comfortable too.
Undersizing a unit. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, undersizing a unit, oversizing a unit, just like you mentioned, for years we've taught the same thing. But for years, nothing really changes. People don't do anything different because, well, they have to think.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Rodney, I won't say what kind of brand of air conditioner heating system that I have, but I've been real happy with it in that it does keep the house comfortable. And the temperature may be higher than what a lot of people think. A lot of people like set their, you know, air conditioner at 70, 73 degrees. I set mine at 76, 77, but my air conditioner keeps the humidity down, and thus the house stays cooler and more comfortable.
Yeah, and that's a smart thing to do. That's a really good point, because if you'll bump your stat up like that, the unit will run a bit longer and dehumidify better. You see, people don't think about heating and cooling systems for what they really are. They're just a refrigerator. And if you think about your energy envelope, well, set something open in your refrigerator or put a nice pie or cake in there. Don't cover it or wrap it. And a few days later, you open the door and it looks like, well, what was that?
Yeah.
Because it's dehumidified. It's taken the moisture out of it.
Yeah, all of it.
That's what a refrigerator does, is dehumidify. Our heating cooling systems, our cooling systems are the same as a refrigerator. And if we could just look at our envelope, our energy envelope, and create more. You see, your refrigerator has foam insulation. It has all kinds of seals on it. It's really tight. So if it's not, you open the door and you find there's moisture and humidity in there because it can't do its job. So that design, that refrigerator was engineered, had the proper sized heating, cooling. Okay, we'll just call it cooling in a refrigerator. Obviously, no heating. And the only thing, the little trick that they learned years ago was to just put a reversing valve on the refrigerator compressor, and voila, it makes heat.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. It's that simple. But that's too common for people to grab. You know, it's got to get complicated, Dave.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Rodney Leatherman is our guest. We got to get a break in, final break for the day, Rodney. When we come back, I want you to talk about that, $15, maybe $20 filter and how important it is to your heating and air conditioning system. Don't forget about Rodney's show. Comes up here at 101.1 FM at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't want to miss it right here on The Answer. So let's get back with Rodney Leatherman here on the Dave Elswick Show and let him tell you how to reduce your energy bill. None of us, I don't know about everybody else, but I kind of open up my energy bill with, you know, trepidation. I slowly open it up and wonder what I'm going to be greeted with. I've been happy this summer because it's been lower than normal. But Rodney, you were saying in the first segment that we were talking that your filter plays a huge part in this. Now, should you go for the electrostatic filters that could be $50, $60, maybe even more, or is the old standby paper folded filter just as good?
Oh, absolutely. The least expensive filter does the same thing. All you're doing is filtering lint, and that lint or things, the dust in the air, that is what stops the air movement through it. That's one of the things that I discovered that really started to make the wheels turn when I realized that you could take an eighth of an inch of lint on a filter. Your heating cooling filter, by the way, keeping it clean can save you up to 10%.
Wow.
On your total heating and cooling cost, which is 70% of your bill. See, your heating cooling system will use about 70% of your total bill. So just round number, $100 bill, $70 of that's to heat and cool. So if you'll keep that filter clean, save you about $7 a month. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's $100 a year, and that is a lot of money to me. So,
yeah, I'm with you. You know, people talk to me like $100 ain't a big deal. I beg to differ.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it. You know, it all adds up. I asked my wife. I said, if it's a $100 bill laying on the sidewalk, would you pick it up or just keep going?
There you go. That brings it. Hey, if it's a penny, I pick it.
Absolutely. Heads or tails, right?
That's right. Don't matter to me. It goes in my jar when I get home. They add up over time.
It really does. And the thing is, Dave, that people, they, again, take energy for granted. When you talk about the envelope, when you talk about insulation, when you talk about the U18 glass package, those things don't really ever cost you money. There is a small upfront cost for them relative to the return on investment. But today, with banks paying zero interest or close to it, why would you not want to make one-time static improvements to save energy that will pay you forever?
That makes sense.
These energy efficiency improvements. Geothermal, which is something that the folks at Rood do a phenomenal job with, is a, there's no comparison when it comes to heating and cooling, putting in geothermal. There are some advances that have been made in it to lower the cost of it. There's a 30% federal tax credit associated with it. We also, on the show, Dave, drop your energy bill, get into solar. We get into the whole gambit. And for solar, a lot of people think, oh, I'd love to have solar. Well, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Because if you get the other things done that you need to do anyway to drop your energy bill, i.e. your demand, now you don't need as much energy, so will solar pencil out? So we get into that whole thing with customers and clients, and we do info at Drop Your Energy Bill. Everything we do there on the website is free. There's all kinds of postings. There's podcasts I do. By the way, that was a phenomenal promo that I heard while we're on break about the Christian schools offering that amazing discount.
Yes.
And I do work with churches, schools, and other entities to help them drop their energy bill because that's a big part of their overheads.
Right.
And so most of the time people take the idea or the mindset, well, I got to pay it. I just pay it. How much is your energy bill? I don't know. I just pay it. Well, think about the budget. I mean, for most businesses, after employees, energy is the biggest overhead. For households, the average 1,700 square foot home in America, their bill's $350 a month. That's over $4,000 a year on a 1,750 square foot house. So think about, and with our 0.70 club formula that I developed, you can sign up for that over at the website. That simply means you take your square footage times 0.70. That's where you need to be with your utility bill. So a 2,000 square foot house, you should be at about $140 a month. And then you can start working down what I call to net zero ready. Because that 2,000 square foot house has the ability to have a utility bill somewhere around $50 to $75 a month.
Woo!
Just making these static improvements. Now, they qualify, by the way, for lower interest rates on home equity and mortgages when they make these energy efficiency improvements under some of the tax changes. Building a new home, same thing. And obviously, if you go to sell your home, and you're getting apples for apples comps in the area, and you've got a $100 utility bill. I mean, these are questions people ask today. Well, how much are the energy bills on this house? And it's $450 a month, and it's basically same square footage, nice neighborhood comp, you know. Which one are you going to buy?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I just, you know, I know the whole thing and that you're talking about solar, and I'm glad you're doing that because the people who are doing solar have got a full court press going on right now here in our area. I mean, they're inundating people with stuff about solar, but they don't get into the negatives of solar. I mean, it may have some kinds of impact on your roof and things of that nature that you're not even aware of. You need to be aware of solar before you jump in with both feet, and Rodney can bring you up to date on all of that. Rodney, I'm going to let you go. We're out of time, and we'll continue to have you on from time to time and let you give some good information to my listeners. Always a pleasure. Hopefully next time you're on, we can get you here in the studio.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right. Rodney Leatherman here on The Dave Elswick Show. You can hear him every Saturday at 1 o'clock right here at 101.1 FM, The Answer. Well, tomorrow, it's a Friday. And Fridays mean typically we have, you know, fun. Well, Matt Smith will join us at 6 a.m. He'll be with us on the first hour. Then Robert Steinbach and Chris Corbett, our two legal beagles, will join us, and we'll talk about legal issues that we're seeing happen in the news. We can talk about Atlanta and about the police officer and about the DA. Were those really the types of charges that should have went against this police officer, or did he, you know, stoke them up because he's in a really closely contested re-election bid? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Supreme Court rulings that we've had this week. And then in the final half hour, we're going to have a guest from the RNC. You know, the president is having a big rally in Tulsa on Saturday. Did you hear how many people want to come? Did you hear the tickets? Over a million. Over 1 million tickets.
And that arena only seats like 19,000 people.
I know. So I'm going to be talking to them and see what they're going to do about that. I mean, we're already, look, I've been talking to people about Jacksonville, and that's a smaller arena as well. And for the president's acceptance speech, I know they have broached the subject of using the Jacksonville Jaguars facility, outdoor facility, for the acceptance speech, because they think there's going to be so many people there. So be the people who say nobody's interested in voting for Trump this year. So anyway, we're going to get somebody to come on and talk about the rally tomorrow. It's funny that they on CNN and MSNBC, they're all screaming about they're going to get COVID-19. And they don't say anything about getting COVID-19, 10, 20,000 people out protesting. That doesn't get mentioned. It's interesting. I'll see you tomorrow in the morning, 6 a.m., Dave Elswick Show.